This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have today's stories coming right up. It's a high-powered two-day conference packed with inspiration and ideas. Information producers you need to steer your business forward in a world of rising volatility. That's the Farm Futures Business Summit, and it's coming up next week. It'll be Thursday and Friday of next week, the 24th and 25th, in Iowa City, Iowa, where you'll learn from the industry's best farm management and marketing authorities and panels of successful and innovative farmers. The Farm Futures Summit speaker agenda includes ag industry notables, economists, high-profile ag economists, and farm business specialists. 18 idea-packed learning sessions are a part of the Farm Futures Business Summit. There's a website you can visit to get all of the information and to register. FarmFuturesSummit.com. Next week, January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. The website again is FarmFuturesSummit.com. So how do you feel about your economic prospects this year? A Bankrate.com survey shows that many Americans expect 2019 to be a bit challenging for their finances, with Washington mired in gridlock and with the markets flashing warning signs. Just over 55% of the people don't see their economic situation improving this year. And separately, America's biggest supermarket chain said shoppers are getting nervous. From This Week in Agribusiness, yes, most certainly we heard grumbling from farmers attending this year's American Farm Bureau Federation convention this past weekend. As we walked the halls and spoke with farmers in attendance there in New Orleans, ahead of Donald Trump's visit there today, they not only talked about the trade war with China and its effect on their bottom line, but spoke as well about the problems created at the federal agencies that work with farmers because of the partial government shutdown. Farm Bureau President Zibby Duvall said that shutdown needs to end soon. And Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts, attending Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary celebration, told us he served in Washington through four partial shutdowns, and they weren't successful. At the churches of Barron, Wisconsin, where folks had prayed for 12 weeks that 13-year-old Jamie Kloss would be found safe, worshippers yesterday were thanking God that the teen is now with her family, recovering from her kidnapping. One man in church, Juan Valadez, told a reporter, "I've asked people, do you believe in miracles? They say yes. And I say, we just had one." They found the guy who helped the Kansas City Chiefs football player get out of the snow and get to the game Saturday. Turns out he's a homeless man who lives in his vehicle, I guess that's his home, with his girlfriend and his dog. This is according to the Kansas City Chiefs offensive tackle Jeff Allen, who needed that help getting freed from the snow so he could hustle over to Arrowhead Stadium for that game that Kansas City won over Indianapolis this weekend. Allen said the Good Samaritan who helped him was Dave Cochran. And for his kindness, Mr. Cochran will get a pair of tickets to see the Chiefs play next weekend as they battle for the right to go to the Super Bowl. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit coming up next week. Find out more and register at farmfuturesummit.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.